just recently. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's what we'll sound like if we had vibrators in us while we're recording a podcast episode. You're like, oh, I thought they were happy before. Why do they feel extra hear, thrilled?
In the background. I imagine that's how they sound, but anyway.
Yeah, we would have no idea. Maybe we'll get one that's like connected together.
There's not enough plugs in this house. All right, let's bring it in. Let's bring it in. I can't believe I'm saying this, but hey, let's talk about the episode. Let's talk about Star Wars. I'm begging you.
I love you.
I know you. Can I buy you a drink?
Broadcasting live from Mos Pelgo, gay Palm Springs of Tatooine, it's your host Brian and his husband Tom. Welcome, Thomas, to Pink Milk.
Hello, hello, hello.
That was the worst radio impression ever.
At least you ditched the Mini Cooper thing.
Oh, well, the Mini Cooper's parked over there in the first spot because this bitch is like the star of the show, so she gets her own private parking that she gets to back into because she's a real bitch.
I'm really laughing hard on that one.
Well, you know, Eli does call me Butch because I do back into the driveway.
True. With an SUV as opposed to some Mini Cooper.
Hello, Din downstairs. Din. How are you, Thomas? How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty fantastic.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for having me today.
Always. Question for you, Thomas, to
yes,
start
sir.
The show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realized we are episode 3 of the new era of Pink Milk, sponsored by DeathX Robot.
I love it.
A
Thank
website
you.
Coming soon. And the first episode, I made my grand announcement of we're going to do our thankfuls every episode. You know what we didn't do last week?
Our thankfuls.
So today, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
We are Star Wars fans. We support each other. We have fun. And today I am grateful for our listeners' patience.
I like it. I like it.
Go ahead.
It's my turn. Okay.
Yes.
We are Star Wars fans. We support each other. We have fun. I am grateful.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my grains.
Well, I'm grateful that I made it to episode 3. My contract hasn't been renewed, so it's like a day by day over here.
Well, I want to make sure you're good. And if.
Well, I don't think that was ever a requirement, because if that was the case, I wouldn't have been here in the beginning.
No, your star was on the rise, Thomas.
Was on the rise? Yeah.
Yes.
So, until they put it on the floor and now everybody walks all over. Oh, wait, that's just the kids.
Ouch. Oh, yeah. Ouch, actually. No, if you are listening to this live, not in the future, thank you for your patience. We were running a few days behind, so this episode's going to be a few days late, but my girl, my husband, my honey, my boo-boo, my Din Djarin to this Cobb Vanth, she has been very busy, literally on the phone all day, day.
Trying to save a deal.
So we fell a little behind. And then on top of that, our children seem to have fallen behind on who they think they're speaking to. And they've been quite a pain this week.
Just actually, one.
No, it's kind of been all of them. In one way or the other.
Ah, the gift of boys.
The 14-year-old, though. He in real trouble.
Yes.
Smart Alec.
Well, was.
Was.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. He's not a morning person. You know what?
You know, we move on.
We do.
Yes.
We do. Not a morning person. And I said, well, you know what, Jack? You're 14. You have school in the morning. At this stage of your life, you don't
become a morning person.
No. I was just like, you don't have the choice to not be a morning person. See, when you get older and you have a career and you're like, oh, I'm not a morning person. Let me find a career that I don't have to get up early. You can make that choice then, but school starts when it starts. You don't get a say in that. So if you aren't a morning person, go to bed earlier.
I like that advice.
Yeah, you know. Sometimes I had to take it myself.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we could get to bed any earlier.
Well, yeah, I was going to say I took it a little seriously, seeing how it's like, it's 8:15. What do you say,
babe?
Come
on, we are mostly in bed by between 9. Yeah, I think 8:45, 9:45, yeah. Anything, you know, And believe me, there's been in either direction. Bed you know, earlier and bed later.
I would say 7 months ago or so before the break, we were in bed at like 7:45 sometimes. It was like, oof.
Sometimes I wonder what our teenager truly does because we go to bed so early and we know he does not. So, I mean, I clearly saw it this morning with a plate in the sink. I mean, he's not, you know, you'd think you'd be, oh, let me hide the evidence, but no.
Honey, no. He's the king of this castle. Oh my God, what's that song? Be the king of my castle. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Well, let's not tell him that.
Yeah.
Because each one of those princes think they're kings. Which, you know, I kind of like. So.
Oh, you know what, Thomas? I have a question for you.
Yes, I probably have an answer.
Have you heard some of the latest Star Wars news lately?
Nope.
Something I find interesting?
Nope, not at all.
So,
unless it's on CNN, CNBC, occasionally the other Bloomberg, the other ones.
Not on Morning Joe anymore. Thanks a lot, Peacock.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to watch our Morning Joe with the She's as cold as ice. She's a cold-hearted snake. She don't play
Mika?
By rules. Oh, no. Mika?
I like Mika.
No, I do, too, but she does seem a little cold. I mean, she's always got her shawl on, too, so she's, like, literally also cold.
I watch them all. I don't discriminate. Even occasionally, I've watched some Fox stuff because I want to get well-rounded. I am a bit of a news junkie. Well, and sorry, I don't think, other than Disney's stock report came out yesterday, the numbers. Was it yesterday or the day before? I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the parks are doing very well. Okay. Very well for them. And I'm thinking to myself, of course they are. It was the most expensive vacation I ever had.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, well, speaking of expensive, and now I know we might know why they need to charge more for these parks. Mm-hmm. According to some rumor, and it was on the internet, and I'm sure it was on some .com, somebody or other, or a blog on someone's site, or a red laser-eyed YouTube video, so it has to be true. Daisy Ridley, a.k.a. Rey Skywalker, was reportedly paid $150,000 for The Force Awakens.
$150,000? That's it?
Yeah.
I would have thought it'd be more.
I mean, because that was, you know, she was still new in her career at that moment in time.
Okay.
Well, she has been talking more about her new movie that's due out in, I think, 2027, I think. She has reportedly been paid $12 million.
I mean, good for her.
Yeah,
that's a
talk
great
about
raise.
That. Heck yeah.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, she's like, ooh, I don't know if she was going to come back. I don't know if any of the other ones are. I hope they all come back. But, you know, $12 million? Okay. I can deal with some trolls on the internet for $12 million.
I wonder what her role will be. Because she'll be...
15 years later, she's going to be a Jedi Master teaching, starting a new Jedi Order.
Oh, that's going to hurt to see the young one look like the old one then. If she's the Jedi Master.
I'm excited because the sequel trilogy didn't have enough time in between. So I'm looking forward to a time jump. But you know, so yeah. Anyways, $12 million. Nice little raise.
Good for her.
What would you do with that kind of raise?
Well, I'm not sure I'd be sitting in this chair.
I'm not sure I'd be sitting in this house. I love my house.
Right. I may keep the house, but it would be one of many. I'd wake up and I'd be, where do I want to be today? Which is probably going to be near the water.
You know, 12
very
million.
Very high up in the air.
I feel like for $12 million.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know why I'm saying this because I really am a West Coast boy, but I could see myself moving to New York City because I feel like with $12 million, you could actually like live the New York City life and my children could have a nice house.
You know, truth be told, it depends. I mean, are you going to be in a small little apartment?
No, I'm going to be in a penthouse.
I know, but they probably cost more than that. Probably the best thing to do is take the maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 million, invest it so you're constantly getting paid every single year, a very good chunk of change.
Yes.
Take the other couple million and then buy your real estate. And if you look at it that way, you wouldn't really have something for the penthouse that I know that I believe you're speaking about.
Okay, I love it.
So sorry to burst your bubble. Now, if you win $165 million, I think that's the lifestyle that you'll be able to get.
Okay, I would also like to take this time to plug www.tomberrylifestyle.com. investmentopportunities.com. If you need investment opportunities, he's going to give you the harsh realities. Remember, he does watch Fox News from time to time, so he
and
can
CNN
be a little hard.
And Bloomberg and CNBC and all the other ones in between. So, and no, that's not a real website, people. Yet.
All right. You know what, Thomas? Let's do a little recap on episode one of Ahsoka, because we are maintaining our current style of recording the first half of the podcast, catching up on the week, doing a little, hey, how's it going? You know, the people love us, Thomas. They love to hear about our inner life and our humor. And as one person told me last week, they love to count how many chaotic things are going to come out of my mouth. So I'm questioning we are into
me too.
Episode one recap of Ahsoka. You know, our little Sabine. She got stabbed. She got lightsabered.
Shanked.
I know. I remember a lot of people complaining that used to a lightsaber meant that you were really dead. Now everyone can just get hit with a lightsaber and still live.
Well, this is the episode she cuts her hair, though, so I'm looking forward to it. Sorry to spoil it if you haven't seen it.
Oh, yes. Okay, we're about to go from long-haired vixen to short-haired student.
Yeah, that's the Sabine in my head based on the video, the animation series.
Yes. Are you ready, Thomas? You want to go get into episode two of Ahsoka?
Let's do this.
Let's do this thing. We'll see you in a minute, everybody.
Drink up.
Drink up. And
we're back.
We're back.
Welcome back, Brian.
Welcome back. You know, I gotta say something before we get going here. I hope
really
that our listeners, if you are a steam queen listening to this episode right now, I hope that we bring you the same level of energy that we bring our pups. Because we just left for about an hour to watch this episode of Ahsoka. You know where the dogs?
It was long.
Well, we got Tom's opinion. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
That's
bye.
The show. Thank you.
The dogs were very calm, quiet, relaxing, chilling. Then we get ready to come here. We've been trying to record for a few minutes. Back to being hyper and playful. So I just hope it's our energy that's so exciting. And like, I don't know, everyone's playful listening to this right now too.
Maybe it was the energy from the show.
Well,
the episode.
This episode was flipping fantastic. So
Flipping.
All right, Thomas. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want me to do you have anything you want to say? Or do you want me just to jump right into my notes here?
You know what?
It was a long episode.
Well, for me, I felt like it was a long episode. A lot happened, but it was just a little too long. We could have cut it off a little bit.
We're going to put it. Remember last week, he was like, this episode's too long. Just remember.
Well, you know.
Why are they so short? Disney Plus, don't you have enough money? Can't you make a longer episode? I mean, Jesus. That was the most expensive trip vacation I've ever had. Jesus, every time I turn around, Disney Plus is costing me more money.
Well, by the way, all of that is true. Just new pink milk error, new mindset. Shorten them. People.
Give me 8-minute episodes. Well, I want I want Facebook Reels.
Actually,
Star Wars
hang
episodes.
On a second. No, the Disney machine worked. They conditioned me with shorter episodes, and now I'm so like, whoa, this is long. So
okay,
you know, it's not my fault. It's their fault. Sounds like my teenager. It's not my fault. Nope, nothing's your fault.
Not my fault. I'm cranky in the morning. I have nothing, no control over that.
No, it could have gone to bed earlier, but no, that wouldn't have made any sense. Not your fault.
Okay.
Love you, Jack.
Yes, Jack, love you very much. Because future Jack is going to be listening to this. We'll probably
both remember.
In a metal urn inside their house, split three ways. So we're all evenly dispensed, and they're going to be listening to these podcasts in the way, way future going, I miss my dad's. And now they're going to go, oh my God, he really loved me. I remember. Why are they laughing about my being cranky now? Because I remember back then they were yelling at me and I was in a lot of trouble. So what are they doing? Laughing. Gosh, my parents were the worst. I hate pink milk.
Whoa.
They just made me hate my parents.
And I do remember. I remember as a teenager, you know, they need the sleep. We understand that. I remember not being much of a morning person myself. So,
oh my God.
I don't think I was. That, you know.
I was just telling you yesterday morning, I was waking Jack up in the morning and I was singing a song and he's like, Dad, we don't need to sing. And I was like, but there's always reason to sing. And in that moment, I had a very clear memory of my mother coming into my room on a weekend. Sing a song. Because I feel like that was the only song my mother ever sang. And I remember being livid with her that she was so happy in the morning.
Aww.
And here it is, me. Okay. Thomas, let's get into the episode. Let's get into episode 2 here.
Wait,
of Ahsoka.
The funniest part is I would never say your mom's a morning person today. Sorry, Deb.
She ain't. Nope. She's been visiting us way too many times where Tom and I are like,
is she
like,
going to get up?
Oh my God, we feel as trapped as we do with our teenager not getting up. The day's long gone. And then, you know what happens?
That's called retirement.
You know, yeah. And it's called like, okay, well, she took too long to get up. So our day is now started and I'm just working. And then all of a sudden she shows up and I'm like, wait, I have to go in vacation mode now? Where were you an hour and a half ago?
Not vacation mode.
Well,
visitor
no,
mode.
No, but when you have a visitor, it's kind of mode. Vacation mode.
Hmm.
All right. All right. Let's get to Ahsoka. Let's get to Ahsoka, who could probably use
a
vacation.
Is that what we're
here for? Yeah, she could probably use a vacation.
She's taking a vacation.
We need to talk something first. I think we alluded to it before we started, but it could have been in the episode that went in the trash. I can't remember. The beginning, not the whole
episode.
Nobody's
supposed to know about that.
Hmm. Well, you know what? I'm authentic, Thomas. We had a recording that we weren't happy with, so we... let it go.
I wonder if
let
people know that podcasters on the other side, because I would imagine we are not the only ones.
Oh.
That you do go through something sometimes and you're like, you know what? I don't know if that was good. We're going to get rid of that and start again. What happens, though, is you don't remember what you've said. And you're like, wait, did I just say that in this episode or the previous episode?
The only problem with us being this honest.
Sorry.
Is... Tom's, I'm going to get in trouble when we hang up. Brian, you got to stop the self-deprecating. You got to work on that. But,
when, that was in the other episode.
Okay. But when people are like, wait, this was the best version you did?
Well, I didn't want to. I fell short of saying that myself. So I don't think the expectation's high, right? I mean, we're just two husbands having a good time talking about, what are we talking about again?
Space Wars.
Star Wars.
Soon to be Space Whales. Okay, so let's get into Ahsoka. First thing I have to say, as we were watching the recap.
Yes.
We need to talk about Sabine's hair. Not at the end. Let's just talk about long hair. Because girl looks hot with long hair.
Yes.
Love it.
Very beautiful girl.
Love, love, love the long hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go on a, this is, you know, new era of Pink Milk where Brian is a little more honest with his opinions. Maybe a little more...
Wait,
let's get into.
You weren't before.
Well, maybe I was, but I think sometimes I was more playful, and people are like, "Is he being serious? Is he not?" So you know what?
That's what the kids say.
Yeah. Look, the internet and social media is stupid. I mean, that is like the thesis of Death X Robot. That is like the thesis of my new era of being my whatever. Right, this new era for me and everything that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. She looked great. And I remember watching the trailer and hearing online how awful it was because she doesn't look like the cartoon. You know what, idiots? People grow their hair out. This is later. So now we are stuck with old lady hairdo because we needed to see Sabine with short hair. I can't stand the internet making stupid, stupid, stupid comments about things that one, and that was all said before the show even came out. Like, no one had ever even seen the show, but we're going to have a comment about everything that they got wrong based on a trailer. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. It's also that same mentality that makes Hera look stupid in this show.
Well, focusing in on the hair, I believe I was one of the people saying how I really liked the long hair, and I hope that that was in one of the episodes that actually made it to air, because now I don't remember, but I believe it was the first one, and now... actually having the episode, you know, where she cut her hair,
like,
wow, she looks really great.
Yeah,
she looks
does.
Even great with the short hair. So, you know, I take back whatever I said on episode one, and that's growth. I'm here to grow.
Yep. Well, I'm looking forward to Sabine's hair to grow back, too.
Yeah, she looks good. She looks good.
No, she looks great.
You know, I'm glad we're doing a rewatch of this, because I'm getting a different... Remember, I wasn't very thrilled with... Actually, I wasn't thrilled with Sabine at all. when I finished.
Even last week's episode, you were not thrilled.
I know, but I, you know, she touched me. She touched my
heart
today.
Yeah, no, you know what? Honestly, not a fan of this new old lady, too. I feel like if they needed to go short hair, you disagreed with me. You were worried she'd look like a bull dyke, and that's fine. We love our bull dykes. And honestly, I can see Sabine Wren pulling up to the bumper of
Katy Perry hair.
Yeah, Katy Perry, like a little pixie cut.
Right. No.
She would have looked great with a pixie cut.
I don't know. I think it would have been too tough with the whole, all the armor and this. Yeah.
Yeah. Go get it, girl. She's got legs to get in between. She means business. I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. It's all bringing me back now. Okay, I remember you.
All right. So, we talked about the hair. Second, I need to mention this.
Which was such an important part of the episode, right?
Honey, this is a gay podcast. If there is going to be any Star Wars podcast to talk about hair, it's going to be the gay one.
Mm-hmm.
Especially from these two butch queens who aren't even like fabulous gays like that, but we're going to pretend. I mean, look, let's mm-hmm. be real. I'm all about looking cute. I lost some of that, but it's coming back. But I've never been like that gay who knows all about eyebrows and whatever the stuff you put on your eyelashes to make it look darker or fuller.
Well, I had
or whatever.
Sister, so I yeah, have a little bit more knowledge of that.
I don't know about any of that stuff. Okay, second, I want to talk about the music because the music rocks. And I feel like it is a whole new kind of music for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And is it just me or does it feel a little influenced by Revenge of the Sith? I'm thinking Ruminations.
Yes, remember I said, yeah. I even said, oh, isn't that Darth Vader's
yep.
march
okay.
or whatever yeah. we all call it?
But there's something. So I feel like the Revenge of the Sith was the first Star Wars to bring in more of a evangelist feel. I don't think John Williams is big into synthesizers. I don't know. But I just feel like some of that was in there. Like the ruminations when Anakin is looking out the window and Padme's looking out the window and they're like, oh my God, my husband's about to go kill someone. It feels very Sith Palpatine-like when we're getting like, not only when they're in the opera talking, that music, and when we're like, I've been watching you for a long time, Anakin. Come walk in my office with me. I feel like a Catholic priest right now in my robe
hey,
with my young little boy. Hey, I'm sorry, but that's the entire Palpatine Anakin relationship feels very Catholic priest and altar boy to me.
Hmm.
My Catholic husband is not happy with me right now.
Mm-mm.
Okay, anyways, but I love the music because it gives me those vibes and I'm here for it. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, way to go, Kiners. Way to go, Kiner siblings. All right. Love it. We open up the episode with the cutest little loth cat ever. I love that little kitty cat. Sabine's kitty cat feels so Star Wars because it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks real enough, but still kind of has its puppetness to it.
Right.
So it's just not real enough. And I love it. I love Star Wars when it's not perfect.
The wind was blowing
and
on
it's
the
cute
furs,
little hair, but
nice.
They're also assholes. I love it.
Oh.
Like, no, they're always kind of mean. Oh. Like, I mean, we've seen this one hiss a few times. Remember the cute little loth cat that hissed at Baby yeah. Yoda when
it's
Grogu?
It's supposed to be a cat, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. They can be moody, right?
Well, I don't know much about cats. I don't get into the pussy territory. Nope, never have been.
Speaking of which, the kids are always asking for a cat. We're like,
mm-mm.
Not for the reason that Brian just mentioned, just for the reason of...
But also for every reason I just said.
They walk in the poop.
Oh my God, there's a YouTube video that I keep seeing commercial because about 90% of my video intake is done on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this commercial for kitty litter. And it's like this lady, she's in this beautiful cocktail dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she just gets up and she's like tying her little thing around her. She's like, yes, I just pooped in your living room. And so are your cats. It's hilarious.
Well, and didn't you mention last week about the NSYNC guy as well?
Oh my God.
Poor guy.
Oh my God. Brian. Oh my God.
Wow.
Podcast.
These are cat episodes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Brian, I think we're going to have a new podcast. Brian Talks Pussy.
Oh my gosh. We should look for a sponsor from some kind of pussy company.
Hey, Hey, you know what? I did.
All ranges.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Speaking of pussies.
Oh, God. Meow.
You don't treat mine right. It's going to hiss at you, too.
Just cover up your poop.
So I was doing a little 1, 2, 3 at looking around at sponsors and things like that to see if what might be out there now that we're like back full time and our listenership
whoever
is still
would take us.
No, but our listenership is still great. Like, I don't know what happened, but we didn't. Anyways, it's fantastic. I happen to see that there was a vibrator company out there looking for sponsors on podcasts. And they're like, it's this whole vibrator line that is very inclusive. Okay. That they know different kinds of people use vibrators. It's like, you know what? This is a pussy podcast now. Maybe I'll go reach out to this inclusive vibrator company.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine the kind of ads we do? What if we get this deal and we're both sitting on a vibrator the entire time we're recording the episode?
What would our listeners say? What would your mother say?
Where can I get mine?
Oh my, and that's all, folks. We've been canceled by his mother.
Oh, God.
Where do we go from here, Brian?
Welcome back. This is why people continue to tune into Pink Milk while we're gone. Pussy Power. Pink Milk. Oh my God, I think that's a song, Pussy Power.
Oh, jeez.
That I listened to just recently. All right. That's what we'll sound like if we have vibrators in us while we're recording a podcast episode. You're like, oh, I thought they were happy before. Why do they feel extra
hear,
thrilled?
Like, in the background. I mentioned that's how they sound, but anyway.
Yeah, we would have no idea. Maybe we'll get one that's like connected together.
There's not enough plugs in this house. All right, let's bring it in. Let's bring it in. I can't believe I'm saying this, but hey, let's talk about the episode. Let's talk about Star Wars. I'm begging you. So Star Wars, episode 2. You know,
Ahsoka,
she cuts
her
hair.
Yep. No. Okay. We're at the top of the episode. Ahsoka is in. I mean, honestly, oh my God.
Because you haven't been honest so far. Okay.
This is the pussy episode. Because she's like Sabine. Episode 1 is like throwing shade at Ahsoka's house because she lives in a spaceship that's like clean and modern. Bitch, you're living in a garage. That looks like a garage. There's shit everywhere. You got trinkets everywhere. She needed the pixie cut because that girl is probably now into older ladies and is going after Rafa Martez. They are probably up in each other's.
Rafa. I remember Rafa.
I love my Martez sisters. Hashtag we need more Martez sisters, please. Oh my God, Sabine's a lesbian.
Oh my God, I'm good. let's talk about the episode.
Okay, so she's in her garage. We have another HK droid because, as we know last week, the two HK assassin droids ambushed old Sabine, took the map, and Ahsoka's like, ooh, we got to figure this out because we learned while we're in a hospital, hey, they store all their memory banks in their head, so we got to go get one. There it was. She got it. Chopped the head off. Boom. Ready to go get some map action. We're back in the hospital room now. And I love this whole scene. So Sabine, we get to see that she's great. She's like a little, what are they called? A Swiss Army knife. The girl can do anything. Mm-hmm. Love it about her. She's wonderful. And she gets the map. Head almost blows up, but she gets the information that we need, basically, right?
But it was a very dramatic moment because it was the charge was charging up. It was going to blow. And apparently, boom, it looked like, and it didn't blow, obviously, but it looked like they lost any opportunity there. And then she's like, they're on da-da-da. This is where the droid came from.
Corellia, daddy. That is where Han Solo is from.
Oh, well, maybe
we've been to that planet.
They'll see each other.
With Lady Proxima, that is one of the greatest looking Star Wars characters ever. Why did we have to give her librarian voice? Unfortunate. But Corellia from where Kira and Han Solo met.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Kira?
Kira? Han Solo's first girlfriend? Hello?
Oh, that one. Yeah,
oh, my
God. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that one?
Sorry, I remember now. That was a different movie.
I think.
And there was only one.
And Kira is like top three of all new Star Wars.
Mother of Dragons, right?
Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains, The Unburned, The Egg Spoiler, The
pussy power.
Anyways, okay. So during the hospital, what I loved the most from this whole thing was Huyang. Mm-hmm. Love that droid. And something I want to talk about with old Huyang in particular is what a great mentor he is. Like, I, you know, he has this conversation about Ahsoka and Sabine's relationship that you're not a fan of that. How are you feeling this? Because last week you're like, oh, it's too trite. It's,
you know, I collectively still feel that way. That was the way I felt when I walked away from the season last mm-hmm. time, when I was thinking about the season this time. Today, I'm not going to lie, it didn't bother me as much.
Yeah, it's great. Well, that's great. That's called character growth and story progression.
There you go. Steroid progression.
Story progression.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know anything about steroids.
I was going to say, I don't think I'm...
I'd be a lot bigger if I did. I'd look like every other 45-year-old gay dude who's like...
Aren't you only 44, though?
Oh, God, I am only 44. Well, I
that's what happens when you get older, 20-year-olds. You just keep adding. And you're like...
Ah. I got to start practicing because I'll be 45 soon.
That's right, because you'd hate to say the wrong number.
I would. I like to be honest.
It's like saying the wrong year.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, but we also get a wonderful mother scene from Hera where she's like, you know, Sabine's the pouty teenager and Ahsoka's the one who walked out on me. She doesn't even want me here. If I didn't lose the map, would she have even been here? Would I have even heard about Ezra, or does she just need me? Which, you know, she's not wrong. But Hera's just like a really good at like mending fences because that's what parents do. Like that. She's just a really great mom. But I apologize if you're going to hear the fighter jet, but that is just our soldiers. Thank you, veterans. Thank you, soldiers, thank you. For protecting us and our country. And that was probably a jet. We heard a sonic boom a few weeks ago. Sonic boom. Sonic boom.
Yeah, it was last week.
Sonic boom.
It was pretty incredible.
Yep, that's cool. Okay, so, but what I really like out of this is Huyang. And Huyang, remember, he's like 20, 30,000 years old or something like that. He's crazy old. And he's a great mentor. And he's someone that I think, especially as a parent and as a husband and all of those things, I strive to be the kind of person who can very much be down the middle, if that makes sense. I have my opinions. We all know, if you listen to the show long enough, I have very strong opinions. But I would like to think that I can be good at not centering myself in that conversation when someone's coming to me and present two sides of a situation. And I think that's something true. That comes with age and mm-hmm. wisdom and experience. And what I love about Huyang in all of his scenes with Sabine this episode is that he's pointing out Sabine's flaws, where she went wrong. You know, he's never seen someone so inept in the Force as her, which is hilarious. But like, you know, he kind of speaks to some of her brashness and her immaturity. But he also, as much as he loves Ahsoka, isn't afraid to kind of point out her coldness toward. But I just think he's so good at pointing out both the flaws and the wonderfulness in both Ahsoka and Sabine. And I think it's like just a sign of a really, really good mentor, you know, as I think something, I mean, Jack is like the star of this episode, but I'm really trying to teach Jack about self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Like there's not, and in general, I feel there's not enough self-awareness in the world.
I would agree 100% actually.
And I think you and I have spoken to about this a few times, but and some of my other friends, as queer people, I think we're forced to be self-aware a lot of times. You know what I mean? Especially in our generation, there's not a lot of, if any, where for us to look to. So we had to figure it out on our own. And we grew up in a time when it was perfectly acceptable to not be gay friendly. Sadly, we're getting there again politically. But I think it causes us to be aware of like, ourselves and how to handle ourselves in situations, you know?
I agree.
So I appreciate Huyang for that. He's like a good
Huyang.
He's like he's like the little gay guy sitting in the bar corner that you never thought you'd be friends with.
Confucius.
Then, yeah. Yeah. So anyways, way to go, Huyang. Love him.
Huyang. I love the name.
We need to watch his episodes of Clone Wars now that you know who he is. He's great. And with Katooni. What a great Star Wars name, Katooni. Where is Katooni? We need Katooni back.
Hu Yang and Katooni. Sounds like a cop show.
Oh my God, it really does. All right. Now we need to talk about some Morgan Elsbeth because she's your girl.
I love her.
Love her.
I like her.
I love everything going on with her. It is like, I remember at the time, and I know I'll go back to, at the time, I was like, why couldn't Morgan Elsbeth just be a Night Sister? I want to see Night Sisters in live action. I didn't know at the time I was about to see them. And I know, like, I guess, I'm trying to remember. Like, I can't remember if Asajj was kind of like the last of the Night Sisters. Was that all of the Night Sisters that Grievous and Count Dooku killed? I can't remember. but anyways, I wanted to see, and I still want them, but she's really great. I love all the magic. I love everything about that map is perfect. It is so my favorite part of the Night Sisters, of mere using, they're like witches who live in a very technologically advanced world, right? Mm-hmm. So they're stuck in their ways of doing things, but they're interacting with machines. Like, they use magic to bring Darth Maul back to life and give him robot legs, but they didn't, like Palpatine uses droids to build Darth Vader and robbed him of his humanity because Palpatine wanted to control him. Mm-hmm. Whereas Mother Talzin resurrected her son, her chosen one, from the dead and used magic to bring him life, but used robot legs, but she like brought life into him. And I feel like that is where Palpatine led with what's like, how can I say this? Like, he was very calculating in what he did. There was not a lot of, like, heart there. Mm-hmm. Mother Talzin was greedy and wanted power, too, but she did it with, like, love, and I feel like she did it for her people. And she's not a great character. She was pretty bad. She did some bad stuff. But I just kind of love that. And I love that Morgan Elsbeth is doing some of the same things, and it's great. And then we get this moment where the little spaceship thing, the map shoots up, and we find out there's another galaxy, and I love Baylan. Peridia. And this is my favorite part of Star Wars. We didn't say what Peridia was. Mm. We just said that it was what Jedi younglings were, stories, fairy tales. Mm-hmm. And that's more of back to reality of idiots in today's viewership and online of needing everything discussed all the time. No, it's more interesting storytelling to just mention a name and say it was fairy tales. And then let's see what, where that goes. But not everything needs to be broken down. And I wonder, this is where, like, I love that these YouTube videos exist. And there's people out there to go discuss trivia and lore and all that stuff. And that's mm-hmm. great if you want to know more. It's all been there. There are avenues for it. But I don't think it's a storyteller's job to bring all those things in. The storyteller's job is to make you an art's purpose, which all these shows are art, is to evoke a feeling. And if your feeling wants me to go get more scientific and granular, then go access those things. But there's a lot more viewers like me out there, I think, who love these shows and love art because we want to be able to put ourselves in it. And so the more detail you put into something, the less you can see yourself in it, because then it becomes, Star Wars becomes less of a fairy tale, in my opinion, less of a fairy tale, the more information you put into it and more of a science fiction. And I don't want my Star Wars to be a sci-fi. I want it to be a fantasy Western.
I know you do.
Being led by two husbands on Mos Pelgo mm-hmm. who love one another, a cowboy and his knight in shining armor.
There you go. Mm.
Okay, but yeah, everything about Morgan. She's great. Love her spaceship, love magic and tech coming together. Masters of the Universe, ever becomes live action. I think they need to look at those scenes on Morgan's spaceship. That's what Eternia should look like. That should be what it all is about.
I'm looking forward to the next couple episodes when she becomes more active. She hasn't actually had a lot just yet, but wait, it's coming.
Yeah, that sword, that sword fight, her green magic sword. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Final thing I want to talk about in
yes,
this
sir.
Episode. Mm-hmm. We, while we're on the map, we leave, and Shin asks Baylan, what does that mean for us, this other galaxy where Thrawn is? And Baylan's response is, for some war, for others, For others, it's a new beginning. And I feel very political vibes from this. I can't help but feel right now, because we are in like election time and propaganda time and commercials time, it feels very MAGA-like. I see all these people who are clearly doing the wrong things and saying whatever they need to say. Like, two examples. Let me just bring these two examples and tell me how you feel about this, Thomas, because I don't know. One, I'm thinking of Tim Scott, another senator from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not discussing the politics or what I think of any of these people, but Nikki Haley is also running for president. And we found out that they've been very good friends. They did a lot for one another politically to help each other get where they needed to get. And then he ditched her to attach himself to Donald Trump, because Nikki Haley clearly is going to lose in this whole situation. She can't win. So he hitched his wagon, not to his friend, not to where his loyalty probably is in the real life. He hitched it to, you know, this dude who I just wish was assassinated. But like, whatever, that's not going to happen.
I think she pointed him, if I'm not correctly. I heard it in passing.
But anyways, it's just interesting where that is where people see new beginnings. And that is really how Donald Trump got to where he got. Truthfully, it's because there's a lot of people in this country right now who want a new beginning because they're seeing really bad things. I don't think there's a lot of people in general in the public that feel really great about where we are at right now. We might have different views on why we're not great, and we have different views on where we need to go. But I don't think a lot of people think we're in a really good spot right now. We're kind of at a breaking point, and that's, we've been here for almost 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like to me.
Well, the interesting thing is everybody wanted something different last, you know, two cycles ago.
Mm-hmm.
And while we got something different, it didn't really pan out to be so great. I mean, there were some good things, but it didn't. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody, we're always looking for change. So I think that's human beings. And with regards to politics, people, literally the exact thing you said out of your mouth has been said over and over again. I remember when my grandparents would say it. So
yeah.
It's kind of the name of the game. It's just what I've noticed, and maybe because being older and observing more, is that we are getting to a point where nothing's getting done because it's become so personal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember being so personal. I'm sure I could guarantee it's probably always been so personal. Probably always.
Yeah.
You know, but it's getting very convoluted. You don't even know who to believe anymore.
Well,
so
I don't
that's
believe
what
any of
I
them.
Don't remember having yeah. happened in the past. But now you're like, oh God, that guy sounds good. Oh, that makes sense. Ooh, whoa. There's not like one person or one group you're totally invested in. It's just, it's a strange time.
I mean, I think that's something that this show is doing that I love about Star Wars. And of course, this came from Dave, who's like, you know, George Lucas's little Star Wars child.
Mm-hmm.
And George Lucas, it was really important to imbue Star Wars with, did I use that word right?
Yeah.
Sure. Imbue Star Wars with current events and politics. It's baked into the DNA of Star Wars, and it's always been there. Well, and for me, I always want it to be there because I feel like that is where the fantasy is so beneficial, because Star Wars, I think, does so much commenting on where we're at the time of X movie being made or X TV show. It's very much a commentary on what is going on politically and socially in that moment, but it's less threatening and less in your face because it's told like a fairy tale. And I think that is, to me, the magic of Star Wars. And that's what makes Star Wars, makes me think. And then when I say that Star Wars really made me who I am, that is what it taught me. It's things like Hu Ying in this episode, and this idea that like multiple things can exist at one time. Yes, we can have our strong opinions on X topic, but that doesn't mean that somebody who has a different opinion than you isn't just as fully believes in that opinion as much as you do. And I think that is like, well, that's what was so interesting about the Sith and the Jedi. Of the Sith are clearly the bad guys, but in so many ways, the Sith want what we would call ourselves good people are kind of after, and the Jedi are the ones who are the heroes, but they're after kind of the bad thing. And I think that's what's going on a little bit with Ahsoka and Sabine. Is Sabine's really leading with her heart and her emotions of wanting to find Ezra, and her feelings are really hurt that she didn't get treated the way she wanted to be treated by Ahsoka. And Ahsoka, who rebelled in very similar ways to Sabine during the Clone Wars and post-Clone Wars, is now kind of the colder character, and we're really seeing her Jedi-ness, even though she's no longer a Jedi, but we're really seeing that upbringing in her response to the world around her right now, and it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think for Ahsoka, I think that comes from back in Rebels when she really saw Anakin inside Darth Vader. I think something happened on Malachor. I think she was broken. I'm sure something spiritual and force-driven happened too, but I think spiritually she was just broken because she wanted to live in the fairy tale that Anakin didn't kill those younglings, that Anakin wasn't involved, and then she was forced to see reality. Mm-hmm. And it just really changed her. And I think it's interesting.
It sounds interesting.
I didn't watch that show, though. Anything else?
I enjoy spending time with you.
All right, well, that was
hopefully
my take.
You all enjoy spending yes, time with him as well.
That was my take on episode 2 of Ahsoka.
You know what?
It's really good.
Let's shorten it next time, but, you know, it's just a few 2 minutes long.
I think this episode was so good. It looked better than last week's episode. Sorry, Dave.
Oh,
Dave directed last week's. This week's was directed by Steph Green, who also did the only good episode of The Book of Boba Fett. Yes, I said it. That show is complete trash. There's some great concepts in there.
You know what?
Some great characters.
But,
oh, my
again.
God. It's trash.
Remember that great character, though? We had a great character come out of that.
No, we did. We have
Kersantan. I don't remember her name, but.
Are you talking about Fennec Shand?
Well, of course, but she was great. She was in Mandalorian anyway. But no, the other gal.
The mods? I love the mods.
Wait, am I confusing it? I'm confusing this with Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
That girl. Okay,
yeah, because Book of Boba Fett really didn't give us anything good.
Actually,
it was trash.
But it tied up a lot of great things. Those fight scenes at the end with the whole town and everything going on, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, but it was boring. Well, it was sad that it was not amazing.
Well,
I don't know. I don't like that show.
You
was
know what,
not
Brian?
Good.
Maybe when you rewatch it, you'll feel differently.
Maybe. Maybe we'll do a Book of Boba Fett rewatch next.
I'm sure we will. It'll be on the list.
Be on the list. We are no longer. Yeah.
It'll gotta be on the talk list. About something.
All right. Well, until next week, everyone, we appreciate you. Remember, please share these episodes with your friends. We are back. We're almost back to where we left off, but not quite. But we can get there with your help by sharing our episodes on your social medias, telling a friend, leaving us a review, answering some questions if you're listening to us on Spotify. And you can follow me at DeathXRobot on Twitter and Instagram, and soon to be a website, and soon to be a full-on YouTube station.
And thank you for listening to us.
Thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it. And it's because of our listeners that we even came back.
It's 100%
true. I didn't think I was coming back.
Because we talk like this all the time.
I think your boy Tommy over there always kind of knew that we were going to come back, possibly. I didn't. I had given up. But Tom was the wind beneath my wings. He was my bette midler.
I said, do not get rid of those microphones.
Yep.
You even tried.
I did. Those are conversations for another day.
Those microphones. Yep.
All right, everybody. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And until next time, drink up.
Drink up.